From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European leaders have urged a quick exit for Britain from the EU. The founding members of the European Union on Saturday urged Britain's departure from the bloc be a quick one, saying the other 27 countries in the Union need to move ahead and think about the future. Bert Koenders is the Dutch foreign minister.
People have to see the results of Europe. I think that's key. But we need to turn the page. We don't want a vacuum. And it's important now that these negotiations with the United Kingdom start in good faith, but as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said that Britain would remain a critical partner with EU countries even after it leaves the continental bloc. She said, "We agree that Great Britain will remain a close partner with whom we are networked economically, with whom we guarantee our safety in NATO, and with whom we are connected on a variety of grounds." Merkel said the UK had to outline what kind of relationship it wanted with the European Union in the future, and then the remaining 27 member states would have to decide to what extent they could accommodate that. Police in Somalia say the terrorist siege of a Mogadishu hotel has ended, but not before at least 15 people were killed. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it called apostate government members. Police say the terrorists set off a car bomb outside the hotel Nazo Hablod Saturday afternoon. Then gunmen burst into the building, firing their weapons at random and seizing hostages. Police stormed the hotel and killed the attackers on the building's roof. Al-Shabaab has killed thousands since it began its campaign of terrorism 10 years ago to turn Somalia into a conservative Islamic state. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian government airplanes killed at least 45 people, including children, Saturday in a town in eastern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that the strikes hit the town of Korea in the Deir el-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed Syria Democratic Forces rebel group fighters clashed with IS inside Manbij, a key stronghold of the extremist group. Manbij had been one of the major supply stops for Islamic State militants through areas of northern Syria they control. Local activists say that the loss of the town would be a significant setback for the terror group. Pope Francis said on Saturday that the world should never forget or minimize the Ottoman-era slaughter of Armenians, and he urged other Armenians and Turks to find peace and reconcile with one another. Francis and the Patriarch of the Armenian Apostolic Church participated in an ecumenical ceremony and prayer for peace attended by thousands of people at the Republic Square in Yerevan. Dio benedica il vostro avvenire. He said, "God bless your people, and it is hoped that they and the Turks will find the path to reconciliation, even in Nagorno-Karabakh." Historians estimate that up to 1.5 million Armenians were killed by Ottoman Turks around the time of World War I. Turkey denies that their deaths constituted genocide. However, it says that those that were killed were victims of civil war and unrest. U.S. President Barack Obama says the Stonewall National Monument will be the country's first national monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights. In his weekly media address, the president said that this month's attack in Orlando shows that much remains to be done to give all Americans equal standing.
So we can't rest. We got to keep pushing for equality and acceptance and tolerance. But the arc of our history is clear. It's an arc of progress.
The monument includes the landmark Stonewall Inn, a tavern where the gay rights movement gained political momentum nearly 50 years ago. And residents in West Virginia have begun digging out from historic floods that killed at least 23 people and devastated entire communities with landslides and mudslides. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.